Nothing.
Funny how it seems.
Hey, you know what else we haven't done?
What?
Cock it and pull it action.
Cock it and pull it. This is a brand new, brilliant.
Well, fact, where's the music?
Soon to be coming.
TV show.
In a world where crime splits the city in two, one duo will fight crime together. Cock it and pull it. Roam the streets of New York, kicking badasses in the nuts. Cock it and pull it.
Episode 1.
The chip shop.
or whatever it is, I don't know.
You might have heard us doing Cock It and Pull It, our brand new cop drama. We were reading Dave's script live on the air the other day. It was appalling. It was a major disaster. Mm-hmm. It was so bad that Channel 5 has signed it up to a 24-episode series.
Mm. Thank you.
So after the show, we recorded it, and Allard was left to produce the show and mix it and all that. I'm not particularly holding my breath for an amazing BAFTA-winning piece. Let me just play you some of the outtakes. For a start, Allard couldn't get the name of the show right.
Tommy Cook It and Willie Pull It.
He's not a chef.
Tommy Cook It and Willie Pull It.
Tommy Cook It.
Can we also just point out the fact that this show is based in America? So obviously, us not being Americans, we have to act and put on a different voice.
Yeah.
Do we need to explain why it's called Cock It and Pull It?
Because they're their surnames.
No, but also because of the... of the origins.
Well,
of
yeah.
What, because... Fallout Boy.
Mm. Is that that?
Yeah.
Cock it and pull it! Cock it and pull it!
It now sounds like a jingle for the TV show.
5 o'clock this morning, I did that.
Hang on a second.
Cock it and pull it.
Cock it and pull it!
That's good, isn't it?
Right, here are more of some of the outtakes from the brilliant Cock It and Pull It. Dave's New York accent, by the way, is amazing. Let's take the Macchio down.
No, that's me.
It goes into Dave.
My accent, by the way, is appalling. Let's take the Macchio down.
Yeah, take him down to Chinatown.
That is brilliant.
Rachel's brilliant in it. Once again, her acting talents don't exist.
What? You look...
What?
Quaffy. What? You're looking for a turd? I can't do it now.
That's it? You're looking for a turd?
What? That was a turd?
That wasn't helpful.
That's
was
right.
It?
I'm away from New York City. What's this? What's Dave? Is your. Okay. Is this Carrie? No. Who's this?
What's it to you, bumface?
That's Carrie.
That's Carrie.
And then it goes into Dave. Sorry.
Oh, should we just play the whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the world premiere of Cock It and Pull It.
Tommy Cock It and Willie Pull It are two hard-nosed New York cops who've been on the trail of evil drugs lord Giuseppe DiMarchio for years now. He keeps giving them the slip, but now that they've got their badges back after 3 months stint on traffic duty, Cock It and Pull It aren't taking any more bologna from the elusive shyster. It's a Tuesday night, about tea time, and the sun is setting over Wharf 69 down by the harbour. Cock It and Pull It are quietly sneaking along the quayside as they think DiMarchio might be using an abandoned tugboat as a makeshift office for him and his nasty henchmen. The area is a renowned red light district, so our two cops need to tread carefully to avoid the other lowlives who inhabit this seedy underworld.
Excuse me, hot pants. I don't suppose you've seen a tugboat round here, have you?
What? You're looking for a tug?
Yeah, that's right, babyface. You got any answers?
Well, if you're after a tug, it's gonna cost ya.
How does this look to ya?
Yeah, that looks cool.
Right then, hot lips. Start talking.
It's right behind ya, you dumbass.
Oh yeah, cool. Hey, listen to lip, cheeky, or we'll have to take you down the precinct and issue you a citation.
Yeah, come on, Cockit. Let's go to work.
Let's take DiMarchio down.
Yeah, let's take him down to Chinatown.
They find the door to the tugboat and give it a little knock.
Yeah, what do you want?
Are you Miss Betty DiMarchio?
What's it to you, bumface?
Is your husband in?
Gee whiz, pull it! Get down! He's got a gun!
That's not a gun, it's a bottle opener. Will you two be joining me for a drink?
Okay, that would be nice, but we can't stay long. We're on duty, you know.
So, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
Find out next time when Cockett and Pullet get to the bottom of Giuseppe DiMarco in a shady world of laundry and money and drugs and stuff. Next time, here only on Radio 1.
I don't understand it. You don't understand it. What's gone on? I think it's that's a prequel.
It's a scene-setting prequel.
I'm sorry, I've got to play this again.
What's it to you, bumface?
Is your husband in?
I'm a fud.
Is your husband in?
It's a New York accent.
How does it go again, Dave?
Is your husband in?
I would.
What's it to you, bumface?
Is your husband in?
Do has anyone seen a rabbit?
Anyone seen a wobbly?
Well, I think it's going to run the series. I don't think we'll particularly understand it. Mm. Oh, it doesn't really need a storyline, does it?
Not really.
It just needs some brilliant acting.
What's it to you, bumface?
Is your husband in?
Brilliant. Rachel!
The lines are open for Car Park Catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. And once again, you can win a Car Park Catchphrase Chris Moyle Show coffee cup.
Woo!
Thanks. 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To you, bumface.
Is your husband in?
What's it to you, bumface?
Is your husband in?